Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. The new year hasn't gotten off to a good start for Cathy Wood. Her ARK Innovation Fund and suite of ETFs plunging in yesterday's steep tech sell-off. It's down more than 45% from its peak. And here to discuss the fall from a lofty perch is Yahoo Finance's Alexandra Semenova. Alexandra, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. It's been a long fall from the top.
Yeah, Karina, as you said, a rough start for ARK Innovation in 2022. The fund is down about 45% from its peak in February 2021 and 9% down this week so far. Now, yesterday we saw it slide 7% in its biggest drop since September 2020. And this comes, of course, amid the bigger sell-off that we're seeing in high growth tech stocks that began late last year as investors are weighing the possibility of rate hikes from the Federal Reserve. And as we saw with the slides in equity markets yesterday, following the release of minutes from the Fed's December policy setting meetings, those concerns seem to be growing. ARK was actually one of the worst performing funds during yesterday's sell-offs. The latest read showed that all of her top 20 holdings are in the red right now, and all of those holdings except for Tesla are down more than 20% from recent highs. Now, the losses this year so far are just an extension of what ARK saw in 2021. The fund closed down about 21%, even after Cathy Wood had predicted a return of about 20% last year. Now, it's too early to make any predictions, but even amid the declines, last month, Cathy Wood promised investors a compound annual rate of return of about 40% over the next 5 years. So that's not looking great so far. And some experts had actually pointed out that ARK is now beating the S&P 500 by only about 6 percentage points since pre-COVID high. And it's also performing the NASDAQ 100, underperforming the NASDAQ 100 by nearly 18%. Now, I want to point out that at that February high, ARK was easily outperforming both of those benchmarks, the S&P by about 143% and the NASDAQ 100 by 117%. So a challenging start to the new year after an already difficult 2021 for Cathy Wood. And we'll have to take a look to see what the Federal Reserve does with rate hikes that could come as soon as this quarter. Now, a big part of Cathy Wood's strategy, though, is that she always looks forward to that 5-year time horizon. And she always points it out to investors who are worried about short-term losses. So we'll see what happens for the rest of the year and Wood sticking to that 5-year time horizon.
Yeah, she was a big guru at one time. Now things falling out of favor a little bit for her. Okay, Yahoo Finance's Alexandra Semenova, thank you so much for that insight.